My name is Rafael Fernandez, and I am a dump site boy. People say to me, I guess you just never know what you'll find, sifting through rubbish. Today could be your lucky day. I say to them, friend, I think I know what I find. And I know what everyone finds, because I know what we've been finding for all the years I've been working, which is 11 years. It's the one word, stupa, which means, and I'm sorry if I offend, it's our word for human muck. I don't want to upset anyone. That's not my business here. But there's a lot of things hard to come by in our sweet city. And one of the things too many people don't have is toilets and running water. So when they have to go, they do it where they can. Most of those people live in boxes, and the boxes are stacked up tall and high. So when you use the toilet, you do it on a piece of paper, and you wrap it up and put it in the trash. The trash bags come together. All over the city, trash bags get loaded onto carts, and from carts onto trucks or even trains. You'd be amazed at how much trash this city makes. Piles and piles of it, and it all ends up here, with us. The trucks and trains never stop, and nor do we. Crawl and crawl, and sort and sort. It's a place they call Behala, and it's rubbish town. 3 years ago, it was Smoky Mountain, but Smoky Mountain got so bad, they closed it down and shifted us along the road. The piles stack up, and I mean Himalayas. You could climb forever, and many people do, up and down, into the valleys. The mountains go right from the docks to the marshes, one whole long world of steaming trash. I am one of the rubbish boys, picking through the stuff this city throws away. But you must find interesting things, someone said to me. Sometimes, no? We get visitors, you see. It's mainly foreigners visiting the mission school, which they set up years ago and just about stays open. I always smile and I say, sometimes, sir, sometimes, ma'am. What I really mean is, no, never, because what we mainly find is stop. What you got there? I say to Gardo. What do you think, boy? Says Gardo. And I know. The interesting parcel that looked like something nice wrapped up? What a surprise! It's stop. And Gardo's picking his way on, wiping his hands on his shirt and hoping to find something we can sell. All day, sun or rain, over the hills we go. You want to come see? Well, you can smell Behala long before you see it. It must be about 200 football pitches big, or maybe 1,000 basketball courts. I don't know. It seems to go on forever. Nor do I know how much of it is stuff, but on a bad day, it seems like most of it. And to spend your life wading through it, breathing it, sleeping beside it, well, maybe one day you'll find something nice. Oh, yes. Then one day, I did.